Hello, Dawson, Gertrude, and Sam, and Cassius, and all the rest of you. My, oh, my, you all look 10 years younger than the last time I saw you, sure enough. From this truly golden state of California, and from its most charming city, San Diego, nestling in the sun in this southwestern corner formed by the Mexican border and the lapping waves of the calm Pacific, I send my heartiest greetings 3,000 miles across the nation to all of you who are gathered at the home of Dawson Bliley to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the marriage of our most beloved ancestors, Mary Jane Meade and Charles Bliley, which took place in Erie, Pennsylvania, on June 8, 1847. It is a matter of very deep regret that I find myself unable to be with you on this occasion, which would be such a happy one for me. As I look at the picture of the grandchildren taken at the golden wedding anniversary, June 8, 1897, at Wesleyville, it appears that there were 12 of us in attendance. In the 50 ensuing years, 5 of that group have passed on to their reward. Of the remaining 7, I hope no less than 6 are there in Erie for the 100th anniversary. Before making any comments in a personal way, I should like to remark that we all should be very grateful that we are descended from Mary Jane Meade and Charles Bliley. To have within our bloodstream the elements of honesty, integrity, fair dealing, tolerance, thrift, clean living, and above all, a genuine Christian belief in the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man, such as they exemplified in their everyday life, is indeed a priceless heritage which we should guard well. And we all may take pardonable pride in the fact that the Meade side of the family tree has been serving this nation since 1635, a period of 312 years, with credit and honor. I have before me some pictures taken in what were the good old days back in Wesleyville at the Bliley homestead. Those of us who are now the young oldsters well remember those grand gatherings at Grandma and Grandpa's house. One picture in particular shows Grandma Bliley and Uncle Frank sitting in chairs on the porch and Ines on the top step with little Dawson on her lap. Little Dawson didn't dream at that time of the 100th anniversary party he would be staging at some future day. Standing out clearly in my mind are the lessons Grandma Bliley gave me in gardening. How to tell weeds from flowers, how to water the flowers properly, how to prune them, and how to tuck them away for the winter. As some of you know, those early lessons bore much fruit in later years. And how well I remember her cookie jar and those big slices of homemade bread with thick butter and topped off with her own make of apple butter. Boy, oh boy, those were the days. But I must not omit a reference to that haven of rescue, the little house out back of the big house, where it was comfortable to rest a while. Gazing up at that picture on the back of the door, showing 6 little pickaninnies straddling a rail fence, and each with a huge slice of watermelon in his hands and a broad grin on his face. However, at the moment, the aroma, rich and rare, took away my appetite for watermelon. And in 1 week of vacation at Grandma's house, I could make those daily trips out back and work my way clear through Sears Roebuck catalog from garden seeds to horse collars. Yes, those really were the good old days. Most of you I haven't seen for several years, but it has been a great many years since I last saw Ed Bliley. And if you are there, Ed, I send you my best wishes. And I'm wondering if you are as handsome now as you were at the golden wedding anniversary 50 years ago. And if Loretta is there, I hope she has her shoes on the right feet, because she sometimes gets mixed up in that little matter, and this time I won't be there to help her out. And perhaps this is a good time to let all of you know that Sam isn't exactly what he seems to be. He certainly would be fired from the Presbyterian Board of Elders at Rochester if they knew that in his youth He used to quietly skip upstairs in Grandma's house, go out a window onto the ridge pole of the woodshed, and work his way out to where he could swipe the peaches from her peach tree. But believe me, they were the best peaches he and I ever tasted. Personally, I am enjoying life in California like I never did in the East. San Diego has the finest climate for 12 months around of anywhere in the world, according to the retired Navy men who live here. It has been very kind to me, and I love it more and more every minute. During the war, it was the most interesting city in the nation. Here we really saw America at war. And even yet, we get great comfort out of seeing a tremendous number of warships parked here in the bay. We have green lawns and beautiful flowers the year around, and the sun shines nearly every day, and no extremes of heat or cold. I hope a number of you will find your way out here to live. In closing, let me again express my regret at not being with you. But let me assure you of my love and affection for all of you and my hope of seeing you out here before long. I also regret there isn't time to tell you about my recent operations because they really make a great story. But I will say just this. When you're feeling all right and the whole world seems bright, it's a cinch to be merry and gay. But the person worthwhile is the one who can smile when the bedpan is 2 feet away. So long now, folks. Good luck, and God bless you all.